From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedjig. Happy Monday, everyone. We are tracking fog for you this morning, but it will mix out by about mid-morning. But expect foggy nights and mornings to continue through about midweek. Today, we will be warm, well above average, about 10 degrees above our average temperature of 69 degrees. We'll be to near 80 this afternoon across the area, and it will be a mainly dry day with a mix of sun and clouds. Also dry on Tuesday with highs in the mid-70s with partly sunny skies. And we will track a shift in the forecast on Wednesday as a cold front approaches the area. So rain chances will increase mid to late week with the best shot for rain on Wednesday. And we really do need the rain. Our average amount of rainfall here in Jacksonville for the whole month of December is 2.78 inches. And it's been 13 days since we've seen any measurable amount of rainfall at Jacksonville International Airport. And today will mark the 14th day. So we definitely need it, especially as we head into wildfire season in the spring. And of course, we are in the holiday season. Many of you are getting real Christmas trees, or even you're just pulling out your fake Christmas trees. I'm one of those people that has an artificial tree that's already pre-lit. It's just way easier that way. But if you're one of those people that gets a real tree, I do have some Christmas tree safety for you. So 1 out of 4 tree fires are the result of a tree being close to a heat source. So make sure you keep your Christmas trees at least 3 feet from any type of heat sources. Water your tree daily and prevent the tree from drying out. Have smoke alarms as well and a fire extinguisher nearby. And also 1 of 3 Christmas tree fires are actually due to electrical failures. So make sure you limit light strands to about 3 or less and turn off the lights when you're away or sleeping, and make sure you do not overload the outlets. And that will do it. I hope you guys enjoy this week. Enjoy the December warmth and the few chances for showers that we do have. I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedjig, and that's your Action News Jax First Alert Forecast on 104.5 WOKV.